Welcome to a train in Chicago. Welcome to the Blue Line, CTA. I'm not sure even what that stands for, probably Chicago Transport Authority. But there are very few train systems in the world that I would record their messaging system. And when we get to the next train station, which is, I understand, to be Madison, I'm going to let you hear how they speak to their people here. And part of the reason is that the man who left at the last station, in a course of a very short conversation with him, he used the phrase to me, in response to something I said to him, he used the phrase, Chicago cares. And you know what? I have to say that that's as good a single two-word phrase that I would have come across in my mind or in my thoughts about how would I sum up Chicago. You could say a lot of things about it. I could say it excites. I could say it shocks. I could say it confirms. I could say a whole lot of things. And the reason is that Chicago is both one thing, an incredible mixture, or it's a whole load of different things.
This is a Blue Line train to O'Hare.
A Blue Line train to O'Hare means a train that goes out to the international airport from which I'm going to fly to Dublin. And the train is comparatively empty, nothing like, and airy. The doors open automatically. You don't have to press a button to get them to open. Please be considerate. Imagine a public mass transportation system using the word considerate. Now, when I think back to the London mass transportation system, the London Underground, the main thing I remember, may have changed by now, but it was mind the gap. Now, you could say that was being very considerate, but then that's keeping me safe from falling down in the crack between the train and the platform. But please be considerate is a different type of statement, isn't it? Or a different type of urging. It's actually trying to influence me on the train, but it's also probably trying to influence me after I've left the train. I'm in priority seating, yeah? And that's where I deserve to be because I fit the characteristic of the people for whom the priority seating, red background, white lettering, wheelchair on the left, person, well, man, I suppose, with a round head, but with a cane. On the right. So it's basically people in wheelchairs and people who are, you know, who are blind or partially sighted. And this is what it says. It says priority seating is for customers with disabilities, and I certainly have plenty of them, including I only really see with one eye, and seniors, and I definitely a senior. And it says, please move when requested. And it's kind of got four symbols, PACE, METRA, CTA, and RTA. Just to tell you, by the way, that I'm looking here at a...
We are standing momentarily waiting for signal clearance. We expect to be moving shortly.
Okay, it says here, eat healthy, buy local. May to October 2014. ChicagoFarmersMarket.us. I guess that's a website, ChicagoFarmersMarket.us. And it's the sign here says, take CTA, that's this blue train system, to Chicago Farmers Farm.
That's why we have train directly put up there for every park. As soon as that train moves, we'll be able to proceed because we have train directly in front of us at every park.
My goodness, they don't leave you in suspended animation wondering what the hell is going on, you know, while the train sits going nowhere. They tell you what's happening. Anyway, take the CTA to Chicago Farmers Market to enjoy fresh local produce and more. And the travel information number is underneath it in case you want it ever. It's transitchicago.com and it's 312-836-8000. 7,000. And it actually also says on the sign, please remove by August the 2nd, 2014. That immediately conveys to me that there's strong documentary control, attention to detail and quality assurance mentality behind the transport system. Documentary control is really, really important. It also says, city of...
This is Irving Park. This is a blue line train to O'Hare.
All right, I've got to Irving Park. I've heard of Irving Park, but the remaining places on the way to O'Hare are Montrose, Jefferson Park, well, we know who Jefferson was, Harlem, and we know where that reminds us of, Cumberland, and we know what that reminds us of, by the way. In case you're wondering why there's so much noise, exactly, it is that we're actually, this train line is in the middle of what they call a freeway, but dual carriageway. All that noise is passing cars, not the train system at all. Anyway, back to Cumberland. Cumberland, of course, reminds me. I wish they'd closed the doors so I could talk to you properly. Anyway, Cumberland sausages, right? Cumberland sausages, and Cumberland is a place in the Cumbria, is where...
We're about to move in about 30 seconds. They're just working on the tracks right now. We're about to move in about 30 seconds.
Okay, they're just laying the tracks and building the engine. And as soon as they've laid the tracks and built the engine, we'll move forward. Right. Anyway, Rosemont is the second last station on the way to O'Hare. Thank goodness. Wow, we got here. Now, back to this thing. The City of Chicago Department of Family and Support Services are behind this Eat Healthy by Local message. Chicago's finest rock, 93XRT. Sounds like a rock music station. Chicago's talk leader, 89 WLS, is right behind it. 94.7 WLS is also behind it. CBSChicago.com is also behind it. The Chicago Tribune is also behind it. Like us on Facebook is also behind us. Follow us on Twitter at Chicago T Case. Chicago T Case. And the Chicago Department of C. Chicago Department of D Case. Cultural Affairs and Special Events. So Chicago seems to have a Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. And then, just to tell you, the City of Chicago, the Mayor Rahm Emanuel, RAHMEMANUEL, is also behind this message. Isn't that super? Eat healthy by local May to October 2014, Chicago Farmers Market, U.S. To be getting support, moral or financial, can't tell you, from all of those forces. That's a great collaboration. Great little, I call it a little portfolio, but it's probably a very big one for all I know. So there we have it. And that's why I think that the man who was in the train with me for one station, one stop, got it dead right when he said Chicago cares. Because the impression I'm getting really is confirmed from, you know, I really must have spoken to 500 people in the last few days, but confirmed by all of them except one. Yeah, all 500 except one person in of the whole lot, but confirmed by them is that Chicago does care. Whether they're taking you on their taxis, whether they're taking you on their train system, whether they're inviting you into their bookshop, whether they're selling you a book, whether they're selling you a coffee, whether they're selling you nothing, filling you a glass of water in the way they're not used to, in other words, without ice. I mean, whether they're here in Chicago for business, as they all were at a community event, retreat with Liz Strauss called Genius Share that I have been at, whether they're from that source, whether they're messaging you on social media, whether they're banging into you in a toilet, like that lovely man I met the first night I was in Chicago, who on Twitter is called The Middle. Now, I know it sounds very risky to say I met a man in a toilet, but I really do remember. Oh, that'll be a good way to remember. What a buzz it was to meet a complete stranger and be treated like a welcomed person. I'm probably, you know, too much in love, too much in infatuation with Chicago to be a really good advocate, because people would write me off as being biased and going over the top, you know. They probably want to know, you know, what kind of a balanced view. And I haven't really had a balanced view of Chicago. So I've had a completely unbalanced, if you imagine the scales, like as if you were a Libran in star sign. They would be heavily weighted down on one side, on the plus. And I doubt there'd even be a feather weight on the other end. Lawrence Avenue is half a mile away. And I have to highly recommend the transport system for another reason. It's too noisy, by the way. It could be quieter, right? If I was given an endless budget, I would make it a little bit quieter. But the key point is that when I entered the train station in Logan, oh God, this is irritating. Maybe there are airplanes actually landing on the roof. Maybe it's not the train system. Maybe it's an airplane. Oh, take me back underground, I say. No, we're overground. But the key point is that I saw bicycles. Yep, I saw a whole load of bicycles inside the railings. So they're inside the system as opposed to outside the system. And even though that wonderful black man behind in the kiosk there told me that the system, the CTA, the Transport Authority, couldn't take responsibility for my bicycle if I had one.
This is Jefferson Park.
I was entitled
this
to...
This is a blue line train to O'Hare.
I was entitled to park my bicycle there. And you know there are 10,000 bicycles in
blue
Beijing.
Harlem is next.
I kind of, I doubt there are anything like 10,000 bicycles in Chicago. I saw nobody, if I remember rightly, cycling a bicycle down the street. But I wasn't actually looking for somebody on a bicycle cycling down the street. So I suppose there must have been many other things I missed in Chicago. If I wasn't looking for them, I didn't see them. Some or other, there were many other things to see. And that's how the human mind works, really, isn't it? We pick things out of chaos and we make them meaningful to us. And that's called noticing. Because, you know, it's what photographers do, isn't it? When they control the depth of field, they compel you to notice certain things and to not notice others. But when you actually have a photograph to look at, absolutely everything is in focus, you can be half an hour looking at the photograph. If your aim was to notice everything, I can tell you that Produce World Markets has got a black side to it and lovely coloured fruit, grapes, bananas, peaches, apricots on the side, and a yellow cab in the front. So that's just a little site. There's a big blue storage place up there called 888 Storage, Extra Space Storage. You know what? It's not a million miles different from London in the train system. My sensation is that the actual carriage is slightly wider. Those train buffs among you will tell me that the O gauge or the gauge, the distance between the two sides of the track is different. There's a wonderful looking man in a long, long red t-shirt that stretches below his ankles, and it's got sort of white design on the back of it, back of the red. He had a big badge on him saying something like, "Ask me the 99%. So there we are. The business of leaving Chicago is a sad one for me. And, you know, I think that to be sad is one of the great human abilities. There was a time in my life where I didn't have the same capacity for sadness, or I didn't kind of own my own sadness as much, you know, where I would quickly dismiss the loss of Chicago and focus on the gain of Lahinch in County Clare later on, probably about 24 hours away from here actually, but a long way into the future. I guess it will be about 22 hours before I reach Lahinch in County Clare, where my wife and children and other members of my family and some friends are too. I'll probably be, you know, dead to the world. I'll be jet-lagged and everything like that. But I am sad. I'm glad to be sad. I mean, if I was leaving Chicago, and I have done this to other places in the past, wiping the dust off of the city off my feet, and saying, you know, that'll be the last time I'll ever go back there. I might have been in, you know, I would have been in a very different humor. But to be sad, leaving a person, a place, a job, a project, can exist quite comfortably for me, I know, alongside celebration, because I celebrate Chicago, I celebrate Chicago Cares, I celebrate the Chicago Bears, and we've got a rhyme going there, and, you know, I could play with being a rap poet, but I guess Chicago would wipe the face with me, because I'm sure here's where you get great rappers. I feel wrapped, WRAPPED. No, this sign says we are the 99%, and it's got a clenched fist. So I think he really means that he is a previously regarded minority that has actually is asserting that they are now the majority. So that could mean anything. That could mean that, you know, we are people of purpose, we are people of strength, we are people of character, we are the majority. It could mean we're all gay. It could mean we're all proud. It could mean, you know, but it's basically owning the space, isn't it? We are the 99%. I'm in Harlem now. Harlem, when I was there, on a bus, on a coach, visiting New York in the United States for the very first time in the summer of 1968. Harlem was a scary place. They were all so blooming tall, and they were all so black. And I came from a country where people weren't that tall, and people weren't that black. They may have been black-hearted. That's a different issue altogether. But certainly, Harlem was, you know, a place of reputation, and I was naive, and I was, impressionable, and I often, many, many times did I regret that I hadn't gone into Harlem. I came to love the music of Harlem, I came to love the energy of Harlem as I experienced it vicariously and from a distance. But so to see it here in Chicago, it just adds one more tiny little fragment to a jigsaw that's far from complete, but what has emerged is at least the shape. Geospace, a heartscape, that's what I'll call it. I'll invent that term. Chicago is a heartscape, and that goes along with Chicago Cares. And it's not just, see, if you call it landscape, you're going to miss the fact that it's a waterscape too. So I'm going to call Chicago part of my heartscape now. And I was meant to come here thanks to the generosity of Jane Boyd, and she, I celebrate